All the birds died in 1986 due to Reagan killing them and replacing them with spies. The birds work for the bourgeoisie. And this is the Caffeinated Podcast. The birds may be watching, but I'm Bubsy, and he's the beard. It's the show where positivity is the goal, but chaos is the process.
What's up, everybody?
I feel like I'm entering a manifesto or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I feel like I'm entering my own manifesto, just like the podcast.
Well, but I just want to go ahead and get this out of the way so that you guys know. By the time you all see this or hear this, it'll probably be a day or two late. As some of you probably already know, and because I put some about, a little bit about it on TikTok, and that doesn't, I'm having some medical issues. And it's, for lack of a better word, it's just exhausting. And it's beating me up and it's kicking my tail and all whatever other phrase, you know, you guys want to come up with. But I kind of pushed it this week to get us up because I have some doctor's appointments coming up this week and some next week. So we will not be posting next week. And that's, you know, I've been advised to take it a little bit easier by the doctor and slow down
and
a little bit.
And by me.
But I am a stubborn, grumpy old man from the state of Kentucky.
That he is. That he is. And
plus, you know, guys, I love doing the podcast. I love interacting when you guys comment and all that stuff. I really appreciate all of it. But when you see this, just, you know, throw up a good thought, throw up a prayer, send good vibes, whatever. You know, just some issues. That's all I'm going to say about it. And, but not this, not next Monday, but the Monday after, we'll be ready with another podcast. And if there's anything you'd like to see us do in the near future, then please drop it in the comments. You know, because we try to pick the things that we like to talk about or something we think that might be funny. But we'd also like to talk about the things you would. What'd you say, Bubs?
We also just like to talk.
That's true. That's true. And if you'll notice, Bubsy looks sleepy.
I am very tired.
And I'm a little bit quieter. We're actually taping this very late, a whole lot later than we usually do. And him and I, neither one are quite awake.
It's my bedtime.
But I was, you know, and he's doing it because I want to, not because he feels up to it. And I just give him credit for that.
Here's the thing. I want him to just get more rest. I know things are going on and I want him to take care of himself because I like him. I know that is kind of strange, considering you may have listened to the podcast a couple times, but I do enjoy his presence and I want him to take care of himself, even if that means that we aren't posting as much.
Well, the hope is, guys, and I'll just tell you, we said we'd be real. We're going to try to record a session or two or three while we're on break, so there's no rush to get it up and all that stuff. And we're going to try to be a little bit ahead. That way, if Bubsy gets sick and I get sick, all we really have to do is push a button and you guys are still covered.
Which, you know, because, as you know, for the past couple months, it has been back and forth.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
So,
but, you know, I've got some doctor's appointments coming up and I need to focus on those this week and next week. But we'll be back. We will be missing you all. So, Bubsy, today we decided to kind of go back to an old one we did earlier on called Random Access.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just thought we would throw some things out there. And even though I'm going to give you the rundown, like, you know, it's because it's like, you know, the title is Random Access Volume 2, but we're going to do our sponsor here in just a minute. But I wanted to go ahead and get this out of the way. You know, we're going to try to talk about crazy news. We're going to talk about some believe it or not stuff if we can find them. And, you know, Bubsy and I both are fans of conspiracy theories. So we thought we would come up with a few of those to talk about, and hopefully we'll just entertain you and have a good time together. So if we don't stick directly to the script, just, you know, give us a pass, because we tend to jump around and talk really fast anyway. So I believe, Bubsy, that this week our main focus of sponsor is Coffeetarian. Is that correct?
That is correct. But the way you mentioned that just makes me think of a Vine, which is, my main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody. It's that dude with like the super like pointed teeth. I wonder how he's doing.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
He's doing. I wonder if he's okay. Reach out, because you definitely need help.
I always need help. I mean.
But this is also probably going to be more of an ASMR type, because I'm probably not going to be moving as much. He's not going to be moving as much. My mouth is going to be on the microphone.
But we do promise you that we are breathing, whether it looks like we are or not. So,
I may mute a couple times, but who knows? So,
if he yawns, it gets scary. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I have a large mouth. It's similar to a black hole. I do apologize. You are stuck with this, I guess.
All right, go for it, Bubs. Let's tell him about Coffeetarian.
We're going to talk about Cafe Plus Humanitarian. That is the Coffeetarian. Gosh, I just sounded like I was the announcer for the Powerpuff Girls. Sugar, spice, and everything nice. The vision behind Coffeetarian is to provide quality, curated coffee straight to your door, while also contributing to humanitarian efforts to make the world better for everyone. Coffeetarian is an online marketplace that has not just coffee, but other various items, as well as a coffee blog to make your coffee experience that much better. Now we're going to hand it over to our in-house coffee snob to tell you about their excellent single source.
Yes, they offer some very excellent single source coffees from regions such as Guatemala, Mexico, Colombia, Tanzania, and much more. Now, Colombia is probably the favorite here at the Bearded Household right now, but they have got a new one up on the website. It's called Bali Blue. And if you know anything about tasting notes, is what they call it, you get a taste of dark chocolate, molasses, and brown sugar. We've got it. Matter of fact, I'm drinking it now. It's excellent, as everything we've had from Coffeetarian. So try out their single source coffees then, and then go on to the blends. They have a breakfast blend and a cowboy blend. And what they do is it's just high quality single origins with just different roast levels. And finally, last but not least, they do have flavored coffees such as Mexican chocolate, Cinnabon, pumpkin spice, and others. Now, here's the best thing about Coffeetarian for me. All the coffee is roasted on demand as you order, and it's shipped the next day. That means it's not sitting around in the warehouse and just aging or sitting there losing flavor, whatever. But they ship it the next day. It arrives within 4 to 5 business days so that your coffee is just at that point of perfect freshness. Now, for diehard coffee fans such as myself, you can even set up a subscription that auto orders and ships your coffee in weekly or monthly increments.
And like we said earlier, the thing that makes Coffeetarian so special is that every month they have a local charity or partner that wear a percentage of every sale on their website, whether that's coffee, the t-shirts, the hats, the mugs, anything on there, all goes to that monthly charity partner. Now this month they are partnered with Cassidy's Cause. Their mission is to provide individuals with disabilities the opportunity to grow and develop through therapeutic, educational, and recreational activities while on a horse. For individuals with impaired mobility, horseback riding gently and rhythmically moves their bodies in 3 planes: forward and backwards, side to side, and up and down. Riders experience increased balance, muscle control, and strength. Horseback riding helps individuals with learning or cognitive disabilities improve their concentration, recognition, vocabulary, and task completion. The unique bond formed with the horse can improve personal relationships, pace, and behavior among individuals with psychological or emotional disabilities. Now, Cassidy's Cause is located in Paducah, Kentucky. They are a state-of-the-art facility sitting on 22 acres of beautifully groomed pastures. The rolling countryside provides a relaxing environment that some might consider therapy in itself. Cassidy's Cause Therapeutic Riding Academies, otherwise known as CCTRA, has become a home away from home for students, parents, and volunteers, and all who visit. To read more about this amazing organization, check out their website at cassidyscause.org. That's Cassidy's coffeetarian.cause.org, or you can also go to coffeetarian.store and click the link there, so you can donate to them directly.
We almost sound like we know what we're doing, don't we?
I don't.
Almost. No, but the seriousness about it, guys, you know, we kind of shrunk a little bit of it, but we're almost afraid to take out too much information, because we want you to know that when you go to Coffeetarian and when you buy your merchandise, that there are things that you are helping out besides the company that's selling the merchandise and the coffee. And it all goes to help other people do better, be better, and all that stuff. And it's great. Now, our other sponsor is Custom Beard Co. And they are some of the best beard products out there, in my opinion. Now, I have to honestly say, I haven't tried them all, but I have tried a bunch. And theirs is all natural. It's 100% handmade. And just like the coffee, it's not sitting around in a warehouse doing whatever. They make it when you order it. So it does take a little longer to get there, but it's well worth the wait. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it's custombeardco.com. And if you go through there and you put some, and you decide you want to try some, if you put in caffeinated beard at checkout, you'll save 15% off of any order, $15 or more.
And
you'll get some really cool stuff.
And for Coffeetarian, you can go to coffeetarian.store. And for your first coffee order, if you enter the code BEARD, that's BEARD, you get 10% off that first coffee order.
Oh, and it's amazing stuff. This Bally Blue.
Bada boom.
Yum. Yum and num, num, yum and num.
Yum and num.
Yeah, we're going to be a little bit tired.
Now that
we're
going to
be
quote.
A little bit slap happy, which might make this more interesting than if we did it at our normal time. I don't know. So, but we've got some crazy news. We're going to talk about some believe it or not stuff. And we're going to talk about a couple or two or three conspiracy theories, depending on what we get into. So, Bubs, do you have a crazy story? If not, I've got one I can pop up real quick. I didn't know if you had one already.
I would like to hear yours first.
Okay, Squinty.
Dude, I'm having difficulties.
I can tell. Hang on. I had it. What did I do with it? I lost it.
Yeah. For anybody who's understanding, it is not just because I'm tired. It is partially because I'm tired. But to also make sure that everything works right as far as a camera, you have to have lights. And those lights are shining straight at my face. And my tiredness plus those lights is like, okay, I can kind of see my screen.
Well, unfortunately for us, and I will say unfortunately because of this, you know, allergy season in Kentucky usually runs from January to December. Now, it might slack off every once in a while when the weather changes, but for the last two or three days, it's been up in the 60s and 70s, and the allergies are like...
Pouring. You know, and so. Pouring the rain, by the way.
Yes, pouring the rain.
It is...
All right, first one. I got one for you, Bubs. You ready?
Oh, no.
All right, this one's called Knock Knock. Who's there? Not the doorbell. It looks like the thieves in Denver have run out of fun things to steal and shoplift, because now they are stealing doorbells.
See, now I'm just thinking, imagine the footage you could have with a Ring doorbell if they steal it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, most of them have the little camera on there anyway, but apparently they're bored. That's the gist of the story, and they've started a doorbell crime wave. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to play Ding Dong Ditch, but now it's Ding Dong Grab, I guess. I don't know.
It's definitely a smash and grab thing, you know?
Now, I just thought it was funny.
I wonder, do they ring the doorbell before they steal it, though?
I don't know. That might make it more interesting, I think. It
gives them a definite time frame, like... It's like, I must test my skills. Starts unscrewing it. Oh my gosh.
So, what else? You got another one? You got one?
Well, I mean,
I have more.
I mean, if we want to talk about crazy stories, we're literally possibly living on the cusp of World War III, if that's a thing.
Yeah, it's been a little nuts.
Yeah.
I've had some people ask me if I thought this was going to bring about World War III, and I prefer to say no.
I would hope to say no.
You know, but the way things are, and I'll just say it this way, the attitude of most people in the world today, at least the ones that I've seen on the news and different things, because, like, you know, I haven't traveled, right? But it seems that most people are just angry and fed up with everything, so anything is possible, the way I look at it. What do you think, Bubs? I mean, am I too far out there or what?
Well, I mean, considering we've had like NATO forces on like the borders of Ukraine on the eastern side.
Yeah.
Not the eastern side, the western, western side, just to make sure that they don't go any further than Ukraine. Of course, like, the this meets, I think, every single point as far as that is, but that goes to Kiev.
Yeah. Well, if you think about this particular story in itself, it's crazy news. It's believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And some would say it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. You know, so
it's kind of an all-encompassing thing. You
know? Right. That's why I said it meets every single bullet point we've talked about, where it's like, yeah, it's in the news. Check. Is he real? Third.
Is who real?
The ghost.
Oh, the ghost of Kiev. Kiev. I'm sorry, it's Kiev. Is it Kiev? I always say it wrong. Yeah, it's Kiev.
But, like, apparently there's been news reports of, like, somebody in Ukraine, like, showed a picture and said this was him. And it was a reused photo from, like, 2009 where some dude was trying on a new helmet.
Go for it, man.
But it reportedly, within the first 30 hours of the Ukrainian offensive, he won 6 in-air fights.
Yeah.
They're saying now that his total may be up to 12.
If he's that good. I did hear part of the story that said his plane was running out of fuel and he managed to land it and got it stopped, jumped out of the cockpit, jumped in another plane, took off, went back fighting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know. Sounds like to me he's a bad man. I would leave him alone. I'm just saying.
They say that he would probably be the first ace of the 21st century.
Yeah, because we haven't really had any big air battles like this. So,
yeah,
you know, but, I mean, apparently he hits what he aims at. Let's just put it that way. Right? So, for crazy stories, all right, I found this thing that I want to share some of them with you just to get your opinion. And we won't go into deep to the story, but
you sure
the
you
story itself is called 12 Arrests from Walmart That Prove People Are Insane. He's scared already, you guys. Said, All right. The first one. Man stuffs Walmart steaks in pants, escapes on moped. Yeah. Said he took over $100 worth of steaks, stashed them down his pants, then used a moped to get away from his alleged crime. Yeah,
I thought you were going to say 100 pounds. I would have been a little bit more concerned, but 100, like, depending on what level of steak he got, that's not
well, too much. You know. All right, you ready for another one?
No, but sure.
Woman riding cart drinking wine from Pringles can gets banned from Walmart.
I mean, I've heard of box wine, but I've never heard of cylinder wine.
Yeah, no, yeah. And I don't know.
Plus, bro, nobody wants wine and sour cream and onion mixed together, okay? First of all, no. Stop.
Okay. I have to do this one. I have to.
No, you don't.
Couple steals motorized shopping cart from Walmart, drives to bar.
The problem is, yeah, I'm wondering, like, what does that count for DUI?
Yes, technically it would, because let me see, what was it, years ago, I want to say George Jones, country singer, real good country singer, but liked his beer, and they pulled him over for drinking while going down the road on his riding lawnmower and gave him a DUI.
Yeah, but the thing about those Walmart things is they don't have keys.
No, they don't have keys, but they do technically have a motor of one kind.
Yeah, but I think part of it has to be like, they could just say that they were stopped. You know, like, then it, but like, there, I remember there being some stipulation or whatever about keys or something like that when it comes to DUIs, I think, in a couple places.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe.
All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Florida woman.
Oh, well, you can stop right there.
Used photocopied $20 bills at Walmart. It says a woman in northern Florida got arrested after she tried to use paper photocopies of $20 bills at Walmart and Applebee's. Mm-hmm.
Let me guess. She was using their photo printer.
Yeah, probably.
She's right. Like,
this one, I'm going to use money. I feel kind of bad about this one because money. I know there's a few of them, but man tries to steal or sneak 58-inch TV during Shop with a Cop event. He tries to steal the TV when the store is full of nothing but kids and cops. That's all I'm going to say.
First of all, Shop with a Cop is a very beautiful program.
It's a great thing. Yes, it is.
Second of all, I'm pretty sure you have to be family during that time.
I don't know. I mean,
because I don't remember correctly, but I believe they shut the store down for like a couple hours first. Second of all,
I'm gonna give you this.
How the heck do you try to sneak stealing the television?
I guess he figured they were so busy with the kids that they wouldn't notice this ginormous television walking out the door. I mean,
the only thing I'm thinking is like, I heard sneak and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Please tell me he didn't try to shove a 58-inch television in his pants.
Some big pants, dude.
That's some big pants.
Them Shaquille O'Neal pants.
Bro, Shaquille O'Neal is on and in everything.
I know, I love him to death. All right, you ready? Brothers arrested for driving dirt bike through Walmart in a cape and their underwear. It's Captain Underpants.
I have a question. Why did they have to make that distinction?
I guess they just wanted to know for sure.
Well, and first of all, if he was riding a dirt bike, we all know that he left a pretty dirty stain.
Right.
This way.
All right. Now, Bubs, I think I know the answer to this question. I'm going to give you one more and then we'll move on if you've got one.
I'm afraid.
But I just thought these were hilarious, right? Do you like cheese, Bubs?
Sometimes. I don't like where this is going.
Well, it says a couple accused of stealing 57 blocks of cheese from Walmart.
Well, I mean, they got caught, so they must not really been good at their craft.
Are you trying to say they couldn't cut it?
Yeah.
Maybe they were a Swiss couple and there was a hole in their plan.
Or maybe they just got tired of it and they shredded it up.
True. All right, Bubs, you got anything?
No, but I'm...
Or you just want to move on to something else. We're doing good.
I think those puns worried me. if they did a good job, I would have, you know, gave them a good time, but.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of different stories. I mean, you know, it's just weird, you know, but it's Walmart.
Walmart is weird. Yeah. I mean, Walmart is weird. First of all, okay. I should be able to still buy technological products after 10 o'clock. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Still be somebody. Also, old men and women in tracksuits should not be allowed to walk around the entirety of Walmart at 5 a.m.
Sure they should.
No, they shouldn't.
Best place for them to walk. If they pass out, at least somebody's paying attention.
No, because I saw somebody just stick them in the freezer.
Gotcha.
Like put them on ice.
Well, okay.
All right.
I got to think about this one for a minute.
Okay. Oh, that's scary.
Well, it...
I can see the steam.
I'm looking at some of this believe it or not stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you tell me, do you believe it or not? Okay. That there once was a company that sold dehydrated water.
Yes, sadly.
Yeah. A company called Bernard. And I'm sorry to be right on top of everybody, but my eyes are a little weird today.
Like I said, it's the ASMR version of the podcast.
In 1964, Bernard Food Industry started selling canned dehydrated water. I just want to know if there was a label on there that said, just add water.
I'm just imagining like it's like carbonated water. You hear it, you open the can, there's nothing in it.
Nothing but air.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like, well, there's hydrogen and oxygen molecules. I'm sorry that there's not two hydrogen and oxygen. By the way, that was a chemistry joke because it's H2O. Stupid. I mean, okay. There's still people who sell diet water, if that makes anything.
Well, there is true. And they did it, I think. Hopefully they did it as a joke. I thought it was hilarious.
I mean, but they also sell smart water.
I just thought that was funny.
They also sell smart water and it does nothing to help. I've tried it. Although I was very excited because on the inside of the plastic, there's a goldfish sometimes. So like, that's pretty dope. Okay. Cause it's on the inside of the bottle. That's pretty nice.
Okay. All right, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Is it legal in the state of Texas?
No.
To hunt wild hogs and coyotes from a hot air balloon?
Because it's so specific, I'm going to say no.
As of 2017, it is legal to hunt wild hogs and coyotes.
So it was previously illegal. It was previously illegal.
It was previously illegal. Because
it was so specific. It's like, yeah, that had to have been illegal for a little bit.
Well, I put in a little bit extra. I put every detail that they had up there. I thought that was pretty good.
First of all, how many people own hot air balloons enough to go hunting?
Dude, it's Texas. Anything is possible in Texas. Oh. Texas is one of my favorite states. I mean, I haven't been in a long time, but I used to have an aunt, for anybody that's listening or watching, that lived in Beaumont, Texas. She ran a honky-tonk bar out there, and I got to see some of the, the legends of country music before they were ever legends, you know, right there and there when we were down visiting. So it's pretty good. So
the other thing that concerns me is, wouldn't the heat from having to heat the hot air balloon possibly make the bullets explode?
Maybe because it's way above your head. It wouldn't, you know, it's not like you're sitting right on top of the fire or the flame. So
through the fire and the flames.
I just think it's interesting. That would just,
Herman Lee is a genius.
Because you can hear your buddy now. How'd you miss it? It was the wind. You know? All right. What we got here? All right. True. Believe it or not. Sherlock Holmes's creator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, used to investigate closed cases and helped free two innocent men from prison.
True.
It's true. He did. He sure did. You know, he didn't just write about a detective. You know, he kind of played one himself and was able to help some people out. I think it's great. I think it's very cool.
Didn't he originally want to be a detective?
Huh?
Didn't he originally want to
be? I think so. Detective? I think there was, you know, different things that he wanted to do. I mean, you know, since we're talking about believe it or not stuff right now, Bubs, is there anything going on in the world that you've read about, heard about, that you find extremely hard to believe right now.
Do you believe that the birds work for the bourgeoisie?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Birds. I'm just saying, there should not be that many pigeons. And, like, we all know they speak in code, okay? The old ladies in the park are feeding them information. Okay, this is how it works. If you think I'm wrong, you're weird.
I don't know. No. Yeah, no. Well, but the thing is, I mean, it's like one of those questions. You know, somebody asked me once, you know, where do pigeons come from? I'm like, well, they come from egg, like everybody else said this, but have you ever seen a baby pigeon? And I got to thinking about it. I've never seen a baby pigeon.
No, you haven't.
I've seen multitudes of grown ones.
Right.
You know, but I know they didn't come out of that egg that big.
Right.
But I have never, as far as I know, I have never seen a baby pigeon. And the people that I've talked to over the years, just like you, have never seen a baby pigeon. So here's the thing. Are there actually baby pigeons or not? I'm, you know.
What came
first? Scientifically, there would just about have to be, but you know what I'm saying?
What came first, the pigeon or the egg? Da, da, da.
What's like that dad joke that makes you hurt yourself, you know? I ordered a chicken and an egg off of Amazon. I'll let you know.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is why I give him very mean looks during the podcast.
He loves them. He's fibbing. But I mean, you know, I mean, seriously, I mean, if you look at where we are right now in our society, a lot of the things that we take for granted now would have seemed like a believe it or not to people back in the day. I mean, can you imagine somebody in the 50s showing up, you know, coming, being somehow being here today and the cell phone or, you know, the computer, all this stuff that we use was beyond their imagination at that point, you know? And I just, you know, I'm just sitting and wondering, is there something that I've heard or heard somebody else mention or I've read that I really have a hard time believing?
I'm just upset at this point as far as how many times it's been brought up in older popular media that we do not have flying cars yet.
I think we do. I just think they ain't on the market yet. I think they haven't made it to the point that they can put them on the market yet, but they do exist.
Mr. Elon Musk, we request your location.
No.
Actually, probably not. He scares me a little bit.
He's a smart, smart man.
He's a very smart, smart man. What you got?
I'm trying to sit here and see if I can find something real quick. I'm looking for something funny and interesting and...
We were talking, what was it about it earlier, about the chupacabra or whatever?
Yeah, go ahead.
We joked about it, I think, a little bit, but there used to be this, like, really messed up dog in our neighborhood. We were like, it's the chupacabra!
We have a cat in our neighborhood that I affectionately call Dead Cat. I don't know how many times this cat's been run over and still be alive, but it looks like it's been 10 or 12 or 13 times. I'm just saying. But this dog was so ugly. It was so ugly. Dude, it was so ugly, it gives ugly a bad name.
And like, we have a very soft spot for dogs. We always are like, we noticed it. We're like, oh my gosh, this dog needs help. You know, that kind of stuff. From like the very brief descriptions I've had of like the... I'm going to say it this way. The southwestern United States chupacabra, it looks like a perfect match. Now, I just realized earlier, because I was looking it up and was talking about it before we started actually recording. Now, the first mention was 1995 in Puerto Rico, at least from what this thing said. But apparently that it was described as more reptilian and alien-like, which... blew my mind, because I'm like, really mangy dog thing, normal, yes.
Well, I just want to say, yeah, if you've ever seen the dog with full-out mange, which it's cruel that a dog animal would get that far, but it does happen on occasion, especially to, you know, wild dogs and stuff like that. I mean, I could see where the it would meet, look like reptilian skin. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you could see it. Now, if you ever want to see the beard in his most natural emotional habitat, shelter commercials on the television.
Oh, shut up. I can't stand them things. I cannot hear the music and look at the dogs at the same time. I do not have enough money to save all these dogs, so stop showing me the pictures.
You think he's joking. He actually mutes.
I can't. I can't handle it.
It's one or the other. It's like, if he can't mute it, you're switching the channel.
Well, and I'll say it this way. I also don't like the ones, and I'm sorry that the dogs are in trouble and all this stuff. But when I think about the amount of American veterans that are living on the street and the homeless on the street that nobody's, you know, I know there's groups out there that are feeding them and this and but nobody's really going to this extent to try to help them. I mean, I get the dogs didn't have a choice, but I also know enough about some of these folks that are on the street from what I've read and some of the research I've done that they didn't have a choice either. You know, like some of our soldiers are living on the street now because they went and fought for us and came back and they'd sold the banks and sold their house. All right. It wasn't like they had a choice.
I'm just saying, like, if you went and you've done active duty, and you do fall on hardships and things like that, I think that your housing should be taken care of.
Right.
No questions asked. Your food should be taken care of. No questions asked.
Now, and Bubs, I hope this doesn't get us in trouble with YouTube or anybody else. But I know a young lady who's a veteran, and she was denied service. She served. She had an honorable discharge. She has some issues. She went, and because of her feelings and how she feels about certain things that are going on in our country, certain mandates and things they want us to do. And I'm seriously trying not to say the names, but because of her beliefs and her not wanting to do those things, they quite frankly told her that we won't do anything for you until you quit breathing. And now she's got a lawsuit going against that. I mean, you should never treat a veteran like that. You should never treat somebody who went and put everything they had on the line. They put themselves on the line. They put their families on the line, because guys, if you're listening to me right now, if you don't think that the people who fight overseas for us, families don't suffer while they're gone, I don't know what to tell you, because they do. But I just think it's terrible that we treat anybody, any living organism that way, right? The dogs, the cats. I mean, of course, I'm allergic to cats. I don't feel as bad for the cats because I know I can't have them, you know, but I do feel bad because no animal, no human being deserves to be treated like they don't matter. Simple as that. And I didn't mean to get that deep on all that, but that's one of my sore spots. Bad. Okay, bro, I got one last one here, and then we can move on to conspiracy theories. We love those anyway. All right, did you know, Bubsy, believe it or not, the hyoid bone, right? It's in the neck, if that helps, is the only bone in the human body not connected to another bone.
So the song was wrong?
Oh, but it doesn't mention the hyoid bone.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't write the song. You have to go dig him up and ask him yourself.
Probably because it's not connected to anything, sir.
But yeah, believe it or not, do you think it's true?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. The hyoid bone is in the throat. If you watch CSI or anything like that, people get strangled. They always go, well, somebody had to be extremely strong because they broke the hyoid bone. Yeah, so it's one of those freaky things that your body has.
I wonder if there's any kids that watch this podcast. Like, what song are they talking about?
Huh?
I wonder if there are any
foot bones connected to the ankle bone. Ankle bones connected to the
leg bone.
Leg bone. The leg bones connected to the thigh bone. Yeah. Look it up. It's on YouTube. I promise you. And somebody did it a whole lot better than I just did. I'm just saying.
Oh, right? There's probably everything on YouTube.
All right. So, Bubsy, do you have a conspiracy theory you want to go over?
I don't remember.
I know he wants to talk about time theory, but you know.
Well, everyone always wants to talk about time theory. Technically, I want to talk about time theory mostly because I've brought it up in the future and in the past, so it's probably looping back around. You actually think about it.
But see, he's smart even when he's sleeping.
I don't know if this may have just been like a horror story, which if people don't know, I spend a lot of time on Reddit sometimes, but just random horror stories or the scary short stories, things like that. But I believe there have been like missing persons at Walt Disney's parks, and there have been stories or so that it is the park capturing them. This may have just been, but it's like somebody went on the like love ride or whatever, and they never came back out, or they went on It's a Small World, never came back out. There's probably more horror than just really anything.
Just a word of warning to the parents listening to this podcast: do not let your children listen and ruin their Disney vacation. I mean,
we probably should have put a warning at the beginning of this, but
well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff.
Here's and, the
know,
thing. But,
and if, what kills me is about a conspiracy theory is, you know, how do they start usually? Right? Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, if we're just talking Disney conspiracy theories, we all know Walt Disney's head is definitely in the basement somewhere. Okay? That is for sure a case.
Well, the family adamantly denies that. They adamantly deny that he had his body frozen so that it could be thawed out again in the future. I don't know.
They can adamantly deny everything they want to. I know for certain, even though I've never set foot in a Walt Disney park, that it is in one of the basements.
But which park and which basement?
I don't know. Right?
All right. Well, here's mine. And this is an old one. Bubsy, I'm not sure. He was pretty young. But I got into reading about the assassination of JFK.
Oh, my gosh.
And I went through a bunch of books and all this stuff and was reading all the information I could find. And the reason being is I'm just one of those guys that won't accept one answer. You know, you can tell me what you think, and that's great. But I want to know what everybody else thinks, too. You know, that's one of the reasons when, you know, guys, when you have a decision to make, you ask more than one person because you got to get that vast amount of knowledge, and somebody might know a little bit more than the other person, and so on. But the conspiracy theory that I have today is about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, for those who do not know who JFK is, and that tells you how old I am, because there were probably somebody that listened to this that would not know who JFK was.
He's old.
But is that the government killed JFK, that the government killed our president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. You know, what it says here, there are a number of conspiracy theories about President Kennedy's death, but one of the most popular is that the government was behind the assassination. I don't know. I'd be interested to hear what some of the people that listen think. Do you think it's possible?
Well, the thing is, that's one of many conspiracy theories around the assassination.
Right.
Like, there's conspiracy theories that it was a doppelganger.
Yeah.
I think there was a conspiracy theory that there's like two snipers. There wasn't one.
Well, they say that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. My personal opinion, just from the stuff I've read, it's not possible for it to be just one man. That's just me. That's just from the information that I've read. I could be wrong. But you know, the thing about it is, the theory is that the government killed him to stop him from doing what he's done. And I hate to say it this way. The theory goes like this. You know, sometimes economies tend to bloom when a country is at war. All right. And president was talking about removing all our troops from Vietnam. He was wanting to take everybody out. That's what I've read. I cannot verify that because I am old, but I'm not that old. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was a conspiracy to stop it. You know, because the vice president that was sworn in as the president immediately, within a month, upped the amount of American soldiers in Vietnam. So that's the reason, I think that's the reason that particular theory got out there. But there, you know, I would hate to think that there would be people in our own government that would take out our own president. Sorry, but I just refuse to believe that. And maybe that makes me naive. Maybe that makes me, I don't know. But what do you think, Bubs? You got another one?
Well, speaking of government and things like that, the conspiracy theories about the raid on the White House, wasn't it? This that happened in
January 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How there people talking about police officers like waving people in, removing barricades.
I've seen the videos.
I'm just, yes, yeah. Like they're like, yeah, I was under duress. So I was like, ah, that does not look like duress, my guy. Like maybe you were threatened, but like, were you really?
Well, I don't know about you, and I'm not saying they were or weren't. I won't get into all that. But if I'm someplace with a bunch of people and and I see a police officer holding the door for me and he's like, go ahead. I'm like, yes, sir, officer. You know,
I mean, it was January. I'd probably be like, okay, I'll get out of the cold. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's one of the bigger ones. And, you know, they're still going through a bunch of stuff, trials and all that. And the worst part about it is, whether the conspiracy is correct or not, is that a young woman lost her life that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they, and the thing about it is, I understand that they were trying to quote unquote protect and all that. But, you know, as far as I know, the woman wasn't armed or anything like that. And she lost her life. And that's tragic for her, of course, tragic for her family. It's not good, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Bubsy, what do you think?
About what?
Do you think it was a great big government conspiracy to get as much of the quote-unquote the other side in trouble as they possibly could?
Dude, I don't know, man. I wasn't there. That's what makes it difficult. Like, it's not something that I personally was like, I was in the area. I saw this happen. It's always going to be like, he said this, she said this, he said that. It's like, you're really never going to know the truth unless you were there. Now, I will say there, I have seen the videos and the pictures of where bricks just randomly show up on pallets on the streets. Day, like a day before the night of a rally or whatever.
Well, and that's a little
weird.
Yeah. Well, and I'll say this, and I don't mean this to for anybody to think that I'm taking sides, because I'm not really. I just wonder how come, and I know they, quote unquote, to quote the news, they, you know, rushed in, did whatever in the Capitol building. But why is it okay for one group to do millions and millions and dollars worth of damage on one side of the spectrum, and then you have a group on the other side of the spectrum that it's not?
Well, I mean, it's not, it shouldn't be okay on either side.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
Second of all, how, like, there's no, the thing that just confuses me is, like, is literally should be one of the most secure buildings in the entire United States, and you're telling me that one person felt threatened and opened a door. You're telling me one person had the power to do that in one of what should have been one of the most secure buildings?
Well, you would think that the security would be better than that, but like I said, I have seen the videos, and you've got the security or police officers or whoever, they're moving things out of the way and go, hey, you know. Now, granted, I don't know if
it's been
the people in the crowd, because that's another part of the conspiracy, that the FBI and the CIA and all these people had people in the crowd and they were agging them on, saying, come on, man, we need to rush the Capitol building. Nah, you know, I don't know whether that's true or not. You know,
all I know is everything's stupid and I'm probably also included in that, but I also would be like, yeah, no, that's not a really smart decision. You know, like I would hope that I'm at that level to think something like that, you know, but hope.
Well, and this goes back to what we've said about a lot of things when we've talked over. Don't make your decision based on somebody else's information. Do mm-hmm. your research. Look it up, read about it, study about it, do whatever you got to do, right?
We are going to tell you because here first, we are not the smartest people in the world.
I am nowhere near the sharpest knife in the drawer.
I'm probably, like, not the sharpest, not the dullest, but like...
Not that either.
I may have been overused and, like, bent a little bit, I don't know.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. It's one of those things, and see, that's the thing about conspiracy theories. If you'll notice, people get heated. People get excited about these conspiracy theories. If you don't think, you know, and it's on both sides of the battle, whatever side of the spectrum that you're on, you know, it's, how do I say this?
Mm.
There's crazy people on both sides. Mm. There's people who will do things on the left and on the right that they shouldn't be a part of anything that's going on because their main goal is just to cause chaos.
It's to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
You know, I mean, I have my own thoughts and beliefs on a lot of stuff. And if anybody asks me, Bubsy will tell you, I'm more than willing to share what I think. But, you know, there is a time to keep your mouth shut. There's a time to speak. And, you know, there's a time to prepare for what may come. I mean, that's the biggest conspiracy theory of all, you know, right? We're coming into the end of the world, right?
All right. We need to take a poll. We're talking, okay, end of the world scenario. Okay, which do you think happens first, zombie apocalypse or famine? Leave your comments down below. I'm kind of hoping for zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, but see, I have to go back to who I am and say rapture.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking like man-made.
Gotcha. Not God-made. Okay, I gotcha.
I'm hoping,
I tell you what,
zombie apocalypse.
You see some of these people that are running around and that there's already a zombie apocalypse out there, brother. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just hoping we don't run into anything. If we're talking zombie apocalypse, I'm hoping we don't run into anything like World War Z or Train to Busan. Probably
or
not.
Z Nation with zombie baby.
Oh my God. First of all, I don't know why. I don't know if we brought this up during our television episode. If you have not watched on Netflix, Z Nation, it is a zombie series similar to The Walking Dead. I personally find it a whole lot more enjoyable. It also freaked me out a little bit more, mostly because it was like the first or second episode, there's legitimately a zombie baby. I'm talking like not even a one-year-old. Dude... Also has one of my favorite characters ever known to man on media. His name is Doc. He wields two hammers and he does drugs. You're welcome.
Well, since we've talked about a little bit of it, listen, maybe I should say we're lighting it up a little bit. This will be the last one, Bubs. I guess. I have thought this was interesting.
Okay.
Prince Charles.
Uh-oh.
You know, from the royal family of England, right?
Which one?
The theory is, or the conspiracy theory is that Prince Charles is a vampire.
Well, I mean, the Queen is for sure.
Well, and he says, you know, they have a thing, a little blurb here. It says, why? Well, the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles, is related to Vlad the Impaler. The inspiration behind Bram Stoker's book, Dracula.
Say what now?
And if you don't know who Vlad the Impaler is, look him up.
Dude, a bad man.
Yeah, he was. I'm not sure all his eggs was in the same basket.
I think he had multiple baskets.
Right, probably. I'm just saying.
One could say he had a basket case.
And you know,
he just ignores me. Thanks.
No, I was reading. I was reading this thing. It says. Many royals in Charles' bloodline were known to have a disease called porphyria, which is an iron deficiency that causes people to be sensitive to sunlight. Dun, dun, dun. They're trying really hard to make their case. Now, what did you say? I'm sorry, I was reading.
I said he had multiple baskets. Some would say he even had a basket case.
He was a little out there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting pretty late here in the Bearded Household.
Later than it was when we started, and we were already tired then.
Yeah, and I don't know when you'll see this, but if you make it this far, I do apologize for being late. My issues have just been a little too much the last few days, and I apologize.
Actually, we'll you guys be back. You guys can kind of just blame it on me because I told them, hey, you're not doing this.
Well, I had a bad day. Let's just put it that way. Or a bad couple of days. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks. I've got some of these appointments to take care of. And then when we come back, I'll let you kind of know what I found out, if anything. You know, so guys, I hope you all have had a good time with this. I hope you have enjoyed it. We like just sharing, you know, we love sharing our opinions with you all. And when you comment and tell us what you think, we really, really love that. You guys have been invited into our house, and we've been invited into yours, into your car, your office, wherever you may listen. And we appreciate that. Guys, you have played the podcast. Obviously, I'd have to do the numbers, I haven't done, but we're right at, if not over, 20,000 plays. I mean, you guys are amazing. Yeah, it's just, we don't get it, you know, and we don't understand it. We just love having fun with you all. We hope you're having fun with us. So I'll say this until I see you again, until I talk to you again. I hope your weeks are amazing. I hope that you are blessed. I hope that the friends and family you have surrounded yourself with are the ones that will lift you up when you're down, who will pick you up when you fall, who will give you strength when you are weak, so that when the time comes, you can do the exact same thing for somebody else. Our job here at the Caffeinated Podcast, the way we look at it, is to make you smile, to lift you up, and hopefully take you out of your mindset just a little bit. That's what it does for us, and we hope it does the same for you. And you guys, you know, if you need to reach out to us, you can put it in the comments, right? We'll check them, we'll read them, and we'll get back to you. Or if you need to find me, you can find me at The Caffeinated Beard on TikTok. Drop me a message, whatever, I'll get back to you as soon as I see it. I'm also on Instagram, not there as often as I am on TikTok, but it is possible to find me there. But it's also The Caffeinated Beard on Instagram. But you all know what I'm going to say, right? If you've been with us this long, if you stayed with us this far, from this time till the next time, welcome to the family.
He actually did it, and I didn't have to make the joke, guys. He gave his social medias.
Oh, I figured he was too sleepy to remember, so I'd get him.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, miracles do happen on occasion.
Sometimes. You can find me everywhere at It's Bubsy. I think except for like YouTube, it's just under Bubsy General. Whatever. BUBBZI. Everywhere else, ITSBUBBZI. TikTok, you can find some gameplay moments with my attempt at editing. And I think I'm funny occasionally. But it also shows off some of my friends who are definitely hilarious. I think
he's occasionally edited and always funny.
I'm funny looking. Let's go with that one. I'm funny looking. Twitter is mostly just a place where my random jokes that I randomly pop into my head, instead of saying them out loud, I post them on the internet for the world to see, and that's usually about it. Twitch, if you want to just catch me hanging out with friends and playing video games, that's usually the place to find me. That's about it. Like,
that's it.
I'm Bubsy, he's the beard, and this has been The Caffeinated Podcast.
See ya.